Chayvus Halvavus Women's Shir Sunday morning.
Good Chodesh, Aleph Tammuz. Second day of Rish Chodesh Tammuz, Tov Shinayan Dalid. We're learning Chayvus Halvavus. We're learning Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're learning Paragimel with the 30 things to think about. And I want to go over the second part of, or at least the last part of Cheshbon number 21. Chapter number 21 started off talking about how a person grows. And he starts off in spirituality, but then he really says that's how Hashem set up a system of growth for a person, really in any discipline. He talks about architecture, he talks about myth. And that is, you understand it to a certain degree, then you do it to the degree that you understand it, or maybe you take things on faith and you just work with it, and then as you become acclimated to it and you get into it, then there's this siyata dishmaya that you get, and he talks about it in other disciplines too, like you get it, like something clicks, the light bulb goes on in the head and you understand it, and then you can take it a step further because now you can extrapolate from the principle. And you could move on to be creative, to invent things, to extrapolate, and you can be mechadish, you can be creative. And that's how it is in spirituality too, that you do things as much as you can, and then till it becomes like rote, till it becomes almost rote, meaning it's no longer a struggle to do it. You made it a habit. Hopefully, in your mind, it's not a habit, but al kaponim, in terms of bechira, in terms of nisyonos, it's a habit. It's part of your day. You got used to davening shachris, and now you built it into your day. You did that for a year or two or three, and it goes. That's how it is. So now you want to move up the scale. So he says, you try, you daven, you want to grow in your heart, you want to achala, you konud racha, you want to do it, so you get siyata d'shmaya. Okay, now I want to start from again the words of the al hakosha hazos with this example. That's what number 23 is, the way you grow. No, number 21, sorry, the way you grow. And he says it in other disciplines as well. But now, he gives us another example of it. Va'al ha'hakosha hazos, this comparison, this limud, this dugma. Roy l'cha ochi shetovin, and now he goes into what really is such a mainstay of the Sefer, and he sort of casually gives it as an example of this principle, and that is the interplay between the Evorim and the Lev, the Chodesh of Evorim and the Lev. He says, Kirov inyan ha-mechuvin b'mitzvahs sheim b'gufim u'v'evorim, even the mitzvahs, you know, first, you know, he categorizes them as Chodesh of Evorim and Chodesh of Evorim, but he says, even the Evorim, the goal, most of it, most of the purpose, is lahoyer al ha-mitzvahs asher tiyena b'levavos u'v'matzpunim, is to shape, you can call it your attitude towards Hashem, your relationship with Hashem, what you think of Hashem, fearing Hashem, loving Hashem, being aware of Hashem, feeling gratitude towards Hashem, and so on and so forth. Every mitzvah is designed to inculcate in us really a Chovas Halavavos. That's what he's saying. But Neisha Aleyan Mishan or Avoda, that's the spine, the real base of Avodas Hashem. Also savod the yomar ki korav elecha adover ma'od bepichol belavod chola asoso v'omar ma Hashem alokecha shayol meyimcha ki yim liyiros Hashem alokecha. Really, if you learn chumash and you are familiar with Sefer Devarim, right, you really see that, because you know it talks. All about serving Hashem and loving Hashem and fearing Hashem and being a servant of Hashem and being subservient to Hashem and not to go away from Hashem and to always be aware of Hashem. And then, you know, it throws in a couple mitzvahs too. mitzvahs of Evarim. But the main thing, as you go through Mishneh Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his valedictorian speech to Klal Yisrael, you really see what the Chavos HaLevavos is saying, that the main focus is what's in our hearts, what we feel about Hashem, being subservient to Him, feeling gratitude towards Him. So why all these Evarim for? What do you need all these Chavos Evarim? So he really explains that in Shar Avodas Elokim. And here he gives a quick summary and relates it to this principle number 21. It's too hard for a person. Right? There are other religions that don't focus at all on Chovos or Evarim. And they say you just have the right thoughts and love and commune and maybe meditate and you... And maybe that'll work, but then it wears off and has no staying power. He says, we are too physical. A person is too physical. So the only way to combat that when you start your career of Avodas Hashem is by physical mitzvahs. And like it wears you down, right? I want to eat. In our world, you got to check the wrapper, check the heksher. Really, you know, we raise our children that they're mukbal. Mommy can have some ice cream. Even the smallest Jewish child, not the smallest, let's say a 10-year-old. Mommy, I want some ice cream. It's so hot outside. But, oh, I had fleishiks for lunch. Okay, forget it. Right? Even a child. And that becomes part of our lives. We check for kosher. We don't eat meat and milk together. And we're mukbal in our marriages, we're mukbal in what we could say and what we take pleasure from, right? And in fact, the Chavos HaLevavos explicitly says many times throughout the Sefer that the purpose of the mitzvos, and it just fits in beautifully with what he's saying here, and he says, I know, you know, Chavos HaLevavos' view of mitzvos is not the spiritual high piece of Hashem that the Tanya presents. He presents a different picture, almost a pragmatic. He says it's to teach us self-control. It's to get us used, because or else we wouldn't be able, you can't start off with, I love Hashem if I love my money more than Hashem, and I love my physical pleasure more than Hashem. And what's this Hashem? And who's Hashem? So you get inspired for a day, for an hour, for a minute, for a week, but then your body pulls you where it wants to pull you. So the Torah gives us the mitzvah Evarim to rein in the physical, and he says it explicitly throughout the Sefer, that the purpose of the mitzvahs, he's talking about not Chavos HaLevavos, because the goal is Chavos HaLevavos, and Chavos HaLevavos doesn't teach you self-control. It teaches you to love Hashem and to think about Hashem and to be aware of Hashem and to have bitachon on Hashem and to fear Hashem and to be subservient to Hashem and to feel gratitude to Hashem. Does not teach self-control. What teaches self-control is, you can't do this, you gotta do this, it's Shabbos, you can't cook, you can't do this, we're mukbal. So in the rest of the Sefer, he says it's to teach you self-control, but here he puts it down in terms of this principle. He says, you can't start with that, even though that's the goal. You can't start with the goal, because you won't get there, because we're too physical. So we follow what this principle tells us about spiritual, and really he used the principle for all types of growth. You get to level one. In Shar Avodas Elokim, he puts it even more sharply. He says, hey, you don't have any seichel till you're pretty well along in life. Right? We won't say what age. I don't want to embarrass myself. You don't even have seichel till then. So you can't start off with seichel. You can't start off with Chovos HaLevavos. You're not holding anywhere. So the Yetzirah and the physical has a heck of a head start. Right, he says three things in Shara Bodes HaLakim. He beautifully puts down three things. He says, first of all, the physical has the home court advantage, because we're in this world, so it has home court advantage. Number two is it has a head start, because till the person develops any seichel at all, the physical, right, we know a child, right, self-gratification, right, that's So it's used to getting what it desires. And I forgot the third one. Anybody remember the first? I don't have a safest. I can't look it up. The first is home court advantage. And the second is... Oh, we exercise it more. We use it more. Right. You develop a muscle by exercising it. And we exercise our physical every second. Every second we're living with our... Thank you. We're living with our physical. So, and when do we get a chance to exercise our spiritual? And he says a muscle that you don't exercise atrophies. And everything gets stronger when you exercise it. So there's three disadvantages of the spiritual. So you say three strikes and you're out. That's why Hashem gave the Torah, to fight back. And you start off with the mitzvahs ha'evarim, which are not the goal. Okay? You have to do them, because you can't start with, it's a stepping stone and a necessary stepping stone. Essential, not just necessary. Essential, and it won't work without it, as history has shown, both on an individual level and on a movement level. You try to do away with the mitzvahs, and two generations later they're intermarrying and they're not Jewish anymore in any sense of the word. That's history. That's what history shows. But here he's relating it to the principle. So that's step one. You could start with that, with self-control. Okay, a 10-year-old, you say, you just say fleishchutz, you can't have ice cream. Nowadays, of course, we make sure we give him power of ice cream. And the Shabbos clock controls the air conditioner. But that's a different rant, which I won't do now. And he'll be able to rein in and be mezgaber over his teva, the yikshur tenuosov, like a Shabbos. You can't do this, you can't do that. Right? You're not allowed to marry this woman, you're not allowed to be together until you get married. Like, all these hakbalot. Hevet also habore begufo beivorov, Hashem threw it at us, b'meshiyesh b'yacholto, atchiyokol olav lamot behem. Now we go through the process of number 21. You get used to it, maybe by the time you're bar mitzvah, you're used to many things. By the time you're 15, 18, really we learn in Beis and Shalmaila, they don't hold you responsible till you're 20. That means really, it takes till you're 20. There's a tremendous deep chachma there. Because we think of chinuch till bar mitzvah, but on the heavenly level, you still need your chinuch from 13 to 20. Because you don't really mature till 20. But you're doing it as an obligation. Because the bar mitzvah boy or girl, bas mitzvah girl, is already obligated. So it's a chinuch, and it's like a bigger push, because you're obligated. What do you mean you don't feel like fasting on Yom Kippur? You have to. You're bar mitzvah. You're bas mitzvah. You have to fast. I'm not talking of someone who gets chas v'shalom sick from fasting, even though sick on Yom Kippur, if they ask a shayla of the Rav. We're talking under normal circumstances. You don't feel like fasting. It's hot outside. It's Tisha B'Av. Rabbi, can I eat today? It's hot. Right? No. You can't. You can't. It's a fast day. B'chashe yishtadol b'em ha'mayim and b'libo v'mitzpono. So when you... Again, he's real... It's such an important principle. It really is the... Well, maybe not the, but one of the two or three major principles of the whole Sefer. And again, here, if you need an address, because really, in most of the Sefer, he talks about Evorim and Levavos. Here is where he, I think, the most explicitly in the whole Sefer, unless I'm wrong, in which case I'm wrong, but it's the most explicitly in the whole Sefer that even the Evorim's, well, I guess, he says it like, Kurtz and Sharif, you say in Yiddish. Short and to the point. The point of the Evorim is also the Lababos. So Chovas HaLovas is like everything. So when you get used to not eating whenever you want, not eating whatever you want, not eating whenever you want, not doing whatever you want, you get used to that. You get used to reining in your impulses, reining in, controlling yourself, as he calls it in other places in the Sefer, self-control. The Agiyah Mem, then you're ready to move up. And you're ready to say, okay, but what's the meaning of this? Why is this Why does this make me a better person? Why does this make me a better Jew? What is this supposed to do to my attitudes and my thoughts and my matzpun, right deep, the subconscious, what is this supposed to do to me, to my kishkis? People can keep Shabbos their whole lives. And this is why it's so important to come to Rabbi Milanowitz's classes. And this is why I thank Hashem I give these classes, because or else I would be the same also. I wouldn't be any better. I'm still not better, but at least, I have a lot more to answer for now. But, people keep Shabbos their whole lives, and they get up to Shemayim, and Hashem says, you never once thought about the meaning of Shabbos. Maybe once, you heard a Sheva Bracha, someone spoke, and you were listening by mistake. The Hashem created the world, and all of the ramifications that come out of Hashem created the world. That He's the boss, and He has a game plan, and there's a purpose of the world. If Hashem created the world, so that means there's a purpose in the world. So what's the purpose? Why am I here? Hashem is beyond space and time because He created it all. So, I thought about it. Or the Tachon, the other lesson of Shabbos that we see in the Mon, or not to be a slave to your work, as it says in the Aseres HaDibros in Sefer Devarim. Doesn't talk about Hashem creating the world. Talks about, remember that you went out of Mitzrayim. You're not a slave. So you're not a slave to your work either. That's really the message. So, you kept Shabbos, but we're not going to send you to Gehenna. Relax. And the guy starts to sweat. I'm not sending you to Gehenna. You kept Shabbos. I did the whole Mishnah Brura. And the Mishnah Brura says, if you don't learn Hilcha Shabbos, you're going to be B'chal Shabbos every week. Guaranteed. I don't think it's guaranteed. Pretty sure. I remember I was Rabbi Stein in Rehovos who's my rabbi. So we grew up together. We were kids. So his parents owned the bungalow colony in the Catskills. If you know what that means, that's like. So I went up there many summers, and I just hung with him. So we made the Erev. So every week, and we'd learn Hilchos Erevin. So every week we'd find out why the Erev was puzzle. And every week we'd fix up what was wrong, and then we'd find that, Hashem, the Jewish people have gotten much more sophisticated. Now you call a hotline number, and they come down for free. People who are expert at Hilchos Erevin, and they come down with their posts, and their wires, and their nails, and their halacha books, and they'll do it for you. Maybe it costs money, but now, now it's like a service. But then we were like babes in the woods. So, you find out. So you can keep Shabbos your whole life. And it's not easy to do that. That's why I said the Mishnah Berurah. It's not easy to keep Shabbos your whole life. People put things on the stove, I never knew how to do that. I thought if it's dry and it's cooked already, if I could put it on the fire, or even on the blech, or on the hot plate. Could you put it on the hot plate? The Shalom Limlinowitz says you could. Some say you can't. I think I'll listen to Rabbi Limlinowitz for a change. Anyway, I'm not sure the hot plate. I have mixed feelings about the hot plate. If it's the derech to cook on a hot plate, then you can't. And if it's mamish, not the derech to cook on a hot plate, but only to warm things up, then lechora, it's okay. Because it's not mechzei kemevashel. That's the problem of chazara, mechzei kemevashel. And so Ramosha talks about putting it on the radiator. It's not mechzei kemevashel, you put it on the radiator. But the hot plate I have mixed feelings about, because I don't know, people, mamish, I always, they say, no, we don't use it to cook. It just doesn't get that hot. We can't cook with it. I don't know. If that's true, then lechora you're allowed to. No, what you do is not relevant. What's relevant is if the manufacturer, what people buy it for, what it could be used for. Okay, it's a good theoretical shaila. If it gets hot enough to cook with, but mamish, no one in the world cooks with it. Well, in general, you know, I don't want to be, nobody cooks with it. I don't know. I'd be hesitant about being matir. Okay, I put on two layers of aluminum foil. I heard that's okay. Not okay to put on two aluminum foil. You have to put on a cookie sheet upside down and then two cookie sheets. I make Weissman will make three cookie sheets. Because one cookie sheet is like a blech, right? Two cookie sheets on the blech. Okay? We can live with that. But I don't know, sometimes I feel maybe it's sakamuter. The jury's out still. We're talking about taking something dry that was fully cooked out of the refrigerator, dry and fully cooked, and putting it directly on the hot plate, not on top of something else. My wife is much firmer than I am, and she wouldn't dream of doing it. She puts it on top of something else. Okay. Anyway, but then you go through a whole life with these shilas, and you're like, you're real frum. You are frum. You're going to get your schar. But like, what a pity. What Hashem's going to say. What a pity. What a pity. You didn't do with Shabbos what you're supposed to do with Shabbos. So the person, the reform or conservative Jew that's been taught that this is silly and how can you say it's work to go in a car in your air-conditioned Lexus and drive to anywhere you want, that's work, and walking for 2 miles in the hot broiling sun is not work. Stupid. Right? Shabbos. Well, I know what Shabbos is. So that person is going to get punished if he should have known better. Obviously, if he didn't know better, then the person who taught him is going to get punished. But if he should have known better, if she should have known better, and so you say, who's to say if I should have known better or not? The answer is Hashem. That's why we shouldn't be so judgmental. Because they're going to face Hashem someday, and Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows where we're coming from. Hashem knows our history. Hashem knows if we could have, if we should have, if we ought to have, if we. Right? Hashem knows everything. Everything is exposed. You're exposed. But it's a pity. It's a pity. You didn't really do Shabbos. Yeah, what? I can't believe it. I did the whole Mishnah Berurah, and I took a test. I took the Dershow test. I went to Rabbi Milinowitz's classes. Doesn't that count for something? They said, no. Well, it does. But you missed out on 80... you can't give it a percentage. You missed out on the point. That's what he's saying. And that's everything. Sukkah and Pesach and everything. Everything, everything. Challah, mezuzah. Everything, our whole lives. The Evarim are just to rein in our physical impulses and to give us something to hold on to till we develop maturity and seichel and are ready to go to the next level. And then he describes what he said in this principle, that you'll have siyata dishmai if you really want it. You say, Hashem, help me. You know, I have some sort of inkling what Shabbos is about, but I don't really know. Hashem sends you a friend that tells you to look in this sefer and that sefer, and to read Rav Pinkus' sefer about Shabbos, maybe, or to ask someone to tell you what Rabbi Milinowitz said about it, and Hashem helps you, and then the light bulb goes on in your head. That's the process he describes. It lives on your siyata dishmaya. If you really want, if you want to grow. You'll have siyata dishmaya. That's what this principle is really also saying. I mean, it's describing the system of growth, and siyata dishmaya is how you lift yourself up above where you're holding now. Because right now you're not holding there. In your kishkes. Not just go through the motions. Even if you don't go through the motions by rote, in the sense that you don't even pay attention to what you're doing, but you go through the motions by rote, and you're thinking about it, you know, you're careful. Hilchos Shabbos, I learned this, I learned that. Like, I'm aware of what I'm doing. I'm careful not to be borer. I'm careful not to be
not to do schita. I'm careful not to. Shabbos Kodesh. But you know, this is hard to hear. I know I sound like a Baal Tshuva, but this is the Chavis Halvavis. That's why the Sefer is very, very important. And so when do you do it? You have to carve out time, maybe talk about it by the table, or Chavis Halvavis wants when you walk in the street to think about these things. You know, it's not easy. K'mayshamah David Olav HaShalom Libi Usari Yiranenu El Kelchoy Libi Ubisari. That's Lev and Basar will sing to Hashem. Ukvar Moshlu Bazeh Odom Shinata Ilanos. He's talking about now your Hishtadlus. Person planted trees, Venika Sharashem, he weeded or he hoed. Venika Adomim and Akoitzim and Asavim. Vishka Isam Besatzarach, he watered it, Vadime Nosam, he spritzed it, you know, and he fertilized it. He can't get. He can sit there a whole day and not going to grow anything. After you do all your work, this is explaining, right, the role of the. You can't even call it hishtadlus because he's not talking about an area where you apply bitachon. He's talking about ruchnius, which bechira, where there's no bitachon. But he's not talking about bitachon, he's talking about siyata dishmaya. So he's also saying, you have to do whatever you can do, right? And he describes a person. Then you have to daven to Hashem that the fruit should grow, because the fruit growing is a miracle. Miracle, right? It's a miracle. So you have to pray that the miracle happens. Vim yisalami avodosam, but let me tell you something, says the Chavis Halavos. If you don't weed and hoe and water and do what you, and do whatever you can, if you ignore the, you know, checking up on them, if you ignore looking at them, seeing how they're doing, what do they need? Hashem's not going to give you the peri. You have to do. So again, that this usually would be a fantastic marshal to hishtadlus and bitachon, but he's applying it in ruchnius, so he's really talking about Hashem performing that miracle, that you grow, you become better than your level is now. But that's if you work at it, and you work at being what you are now, and you put all the effort into it, and then you daven, so you have it. But if you don't do it, then you're like the fellow with the tree. You can sit there a whole day, nothing's going to grow. V'chein bal maiso avoda im yishtadel v'yamaher v'yechratz. He's a zoriz. Lasos mashu b'yecholto yazreo elokim lasos mashu l'malam b'yecholto. Hashem will help you grow and do more than your level. Right now you can't imagine thinking about Shabbos and appreciating Shabbos, and therefore your heart overflows with gratitude every Shabbos, because you realize on Shabbos Hashem created the world, and Hashem created you, and Hashem gave you everything you have. So, wow. Asher hu apri, that's the fruit, right? In the nimshal, the fruit is that you grow. And you're not growing fruit, you're growing in spirituality. You're growing in avodas Hashem. People that care about Hashem in this world. So literally that Mishnah is saying that if you are Moser Nefesh and you Makayim Torah even when it's hard because you're poor and you don't have a lot of funds, you have to be Moser Nefesh, so you'll end up being Mekayim Itmei Osher. So this is like, wow. The Chavis Halavos sees in this a principle. It's not just like a formula that works, poor, rich, schar. It's not schar. He's saying if you work hard, then Hashem will expand your horizons. He's saying, the Ani can't give staka. The Ani can't do all the things he wants to do, because his time is like busy making a parnasa. Every second counts. He can't take off even,
You know, he could snatch away 15 minutes, half hour to learn. So if you do it and you work at it, Hashem raises you above your level. That's how he's understanding it. It's not just a question of being poor and being rich. It's, this is Hashem giving you more opportunities than you had because you work hard at level one. So Hashem raises you to level two. Bamar Achacham Kiladam Shatov Lafanov, someone who Hashem is pleased with, Nasan Chachma Vidas Vasimcha. Bamar Chachomenu Zechonim Livracha, and now he quotes the famous brisa upon which the Mesillas Yesharim is based. Mesillas Yesharim, of course, was written 600 years after the Chavis Halvavos. But, so he's using this famous statement in the Gemara, which the Mesillas Yesharim bases his sefer on. These are the rungs of the ladder of spirituality that you're climbing. So he's also, he's using it for this principle. He's saying, here's a ladder. I don't know if the Mesillas Yesharim makes the Chavis point. He says, you get to one rung, and now you really want to grow. You want to get to the next rung. Right, this is a Gemara laying out the rungs of the ladder of spirituality. The bottom is base level, which is Torah, which is not easy to get to, and at the top it's Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMesu. That's at the top, and then you have all the steps. That's the same from the Mesillas Yesharim. But the Chavis HaLavas brings that brisa here. It's a good, like, riddle for a good test. What do the Chavis HaLavas do with the brisa upon which the Mesillas Yesharim is based? He uses it. The answer is, he uses it as an example of this principle number 21 in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, that you get to a point and now practice it. Maybe it'll take a few years, you'll get used to it, now you're ready to move on. But how? Like, I want to, you daven and Hashem lifts you and helps you climb to the next rung. Next rung, and next rung, and next rung. And he says, look, life is, spirituality is described as rungs of a ladder. Torah mevila de maisa, maisa mevila de zahirus. This might not even be in the order that the Mesillas Yesharim uses, because there's a lot of different nuscha, texts in the Gemara. Zahirus mevila de zrizus, Zerizos mevila de precious, precious nakias, nakias tahara, tahara chasidus, chasidus gedolah mikulam. He doesn't even have the Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMeisim. Shenemar zibarta v'chazon chasidecha. So he uses this brisa as he says, look, spiritual life is rungs, and you climb and you make it second nature. Then you have siyata d'shmaya if Hashem sees how you desire it, and you go to the next rung. And he described the whole spiritual life. This is this, but then he described the whole Evorim Levavos, the yin yang of Evorim and Levavos. He describes as an example of this principle. You do, but then you have to grow. Don't be stuck. I mean, it sounds like Epicurus, like, don't be stuck at just keeping Shabbos. Sounds like a terrible thing to say, and I'll deny I said it. Hope no one's taking the class. Oh, I'm taking the class. Whoops. But it sounds terrible, but that's what the whole sefer is saying. Like, don't be stuck there, because you're not getting to the point. You're missing the point. It's a pity. No one's going to get him for keeping Shabbos. I guarantee you. But you're missing the point. It's very sad. V'misale mimashi yesh b'yecholto. See, that's why, if you want to know one of the 1,000 maladies of modern day life, because we have like a list of 1,000 things that are wrong, so everything in the world is an asayon, right? So there's a big emphasis now on halacha, and the svarim, and this and that, and all kinds of cases, which is all great. Because you have to know what to do. I am chas v'shalom to belittle the plethora of svarim that come out on every scenario and every case and discuss, because you have to know what to do, and you can't intuit what to do. I mean, you can extrapolate if you're smart and you understand the principles, but you can't intuit. intuitively things that you think are mutter are asr, and things that you think are asr are mutter. That's usually the key. But anyway, but you know, people are not right. That what they used to be. So you say, okay, everybody bewails the modern age. But I mean, in terms of a trend away from levavos to evarim, even amongst the fruma, it's a problem. Okay. We're not going to resolve it, but if we can solve it in this room a little, that's already fantastic. And if but if you don't, again, it only works if you give it your all where you're holding. But the misalim imashiyesh biyacholto, the yokel b'meshayesh b'kocho, and you dismissive and you make light. Tirchak ezus alakim. Hashem's not going to help you. Hashem's not going to prop the fruit out of the tree if you didn't. Again, it's not a bitochen ishtadlus thing. It's this principle. You work at where you're holding, and Hashem will carry you to the next level. You have to daven. You have to believe. And you have to want it. If you want it, daven for it, and believe that Hashem is out there, and He's going to pick you up and raise you to the next level. And that's what He does with that whole brice of the Mesillas Yeshayahu Kvayishen. Emer Rochak Hashem Merishoyim, Vomer Avonosechem, Hoyim Mavdilin Beinechem Levein Elokeichem. So, you know, there's not the simple pshat in the pasuk. You say, Mavdilin is they're a mechitza because you're not a spiritual person. But He's learning, really, this is. One day, you know, we never spend time on the psukim that Chavis HaLolis brings down, but it's so fascinating. Like, he has such interesting interpretations of the psukim. Like, if we had a chance to sit and write it down and compile it in the order of Tanakh, like, look at this pasuk: Avonosechem, your sins separate between you and your God. So that, you know, that means, you know, because you're not spiritual, so you're But he learns it means it stops you from getting this. He's using the pasuk to say Hashem's not going to be there for you to raise you to the next level. You put up a mechitza. You shut Hashem out. So you can't expect Him to pick you up to the next level if you're not doing your utmost on this level. Right? That's what it means. I want to say your sins. I mean, everyone sins. But it means if you're not doing your utmost on this level, then you can't expect to go to the next level. Okay, so this was principle number 21. And, I don't know, I guess we'll stop here. I guess. Any questions? Okay, we'll stop here. I don't see the point in just starting the next one, just to save.